This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump has warned Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to never threaten the United States. Earlier, Rouhani encouraged the U.S. to treat Iran better and not to think of going to war with Tehran because it would be the mother of all wars. The Israeli military, in cooperation with the U.S. and European allies, evacuated hundreds of Syrian rescue workers known as the White Helmets from near its volatile frontier with Syria. VOA asked University of South Carolina scholar Joseph Olmert why Israel would carry out such an issue.
These are people that risk their lives to do whatever could be done in terms of civil defense, of alerting world opinion to the horrors of using chemical weapons, to dealing with victims of chemical weapons, and they were expected to be on the receiving end of the vengeance.
That would be vengeance at the hands of the Assad regime in Syria. Israel's military said cooperation was a humanitarian gesture at the request of the U.S. and European allies due to an immediate threat to the Syrians' lives. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and others had asked him to help evacuate the group's members. Authorities in Afghanistan say a powerful bomb went off near Kabul's international airport, killing at least 16 people, wounding 60 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Rwanda, the second stop in his latest tour of Africa. Today, she is expected to visit a memorial for Rwanda's 1994 genocide and to sign bilateral agreements. He also signed agreements on his first stop in Senegal. This is VOA News. Police in Toronto, Canada, are seeking video and photos from people and businesses in the area where a gunman killed a woman, shot 13 others, including a child. Police Chief Mark Saunders said the shooting was not random and terrorism had not been ruled out. John Tory is Toronto's mayor.
People should not reach any conclusions because the police themselves have not drawn any conclusions as to exactly what happened here and why. And I certainly have confidence, as I'm sure the people of Toronto do, that our police chief and all of his men and women will get to the bottom of this and determine what happened here. It is a city, a global city, where lots of things are unfortunately going to be things that are a possibility here, but they're going to investigate all of that and report back to us, I'm sure, as soon as they possibly can.
The gunman died after exchanging gunfire with police. World's top financial officials have called for more dialogue on trade disputes that threaten global economic growth, with one warning that differences remain and tensions could escalate further. It was a two-day meeting of finance ministers and central bankers from the group of 20 nations meeting in Buenos Aires. European Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs Pierre Moscovici.
I would say the meeting has not been tense and that all arguments were exchanged and that at least we were in the, I would say, mutual listening mode, and I hope this is the beginning of something positive. But, well, this has to be confirmed.
A final communique from the G20 summit said that although the global economy remains strong, there are risks over short and medium term, and those have increased, without mentioning the United States by name in their closing statement. Some ministers decried President Trump's tough trade rhetoric and tariffs on Chinese and European imports. Deadly heat wave has gripped Japan since early July, and it's sent temperatures in one city soaring to the highest ever recorded in that country. The Japan Meteorological Agency said today that temperatures in Kumagaya, just north of Tokyo, reached 41.1 degrees Celsius. As many as 26 people are believed to have died from the heat that have settled over Japan due to a lingering high-pressure system, including 11 people who reportedly died on Saturday alone. Authorities are urging residents to stay indoors under air conditioning. The heat wave also raised concerns about conditions for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. And professional golfer Francesco Molinari won his first major championship, defeating an array of the sport's top stars at the British Open, going on in Scotland. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.